responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything as a lock here out to the program. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Roll right into your phone calls here, and we go to David in Tennessee. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, listening to you online tonight, you guys enjoying it, very entertaining.
Go ahead.
I was going to talk about the judge over in Arizona.
Yes, this is for those just tuning in, we read a blog post by this guy, Judge Pro Tem, I guess, which was sort of a temporary position, but he decided to essentially apply his libertarian principles to his judgeship and refused to hear certain drug cases. As a result, he was kicked off the bench. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. I was thinking, you know, it seems like the presumption is that he was kicked off because of his refusal to hear the drug cases. And I'm wondering, you know, why would they even let him sit and be a judge if they were knowing that they were going to have drug cases? And if he had plainly stated that he didn't want to sit for drug cases, I wonder why in the world would they even let him, you know, be a temporary judge.
I've got a guess on that, and my guess would be that governments are inefficient and bureaucratic, and likely nobody paid attention and knew.
I don't think he specifically said in advance that he was not going to hear drug cases before he was appointed. What he did say in his application was that he was a member of NORML, that he was one of the legal scholars for NORML, the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, and he also did mention that he was pro-freedom and mentioned some of the pro-freedom organizations that he supported. So his political delineations were pretty clear, but I don't think he specifically said, and I won't hear drug cases. He said that after he was appointed to the position, as I understood the article.
Okay. Well, you know, that, and it makes me, again, I think you're right, is that it's probably government inefficiency is the reason why he was sat in front of what I understood was a schedule full of drug cases, and that, you know, he attempted to try to swap off with another judge. But what I understood from an article, and this is from, the Arizona Tribune, mm-hmm. is that the judge, and I'm looking for his name, O'Toole, he indicated that the reason why he dismissed him was not for the case of recusing himself from drug cases, but the minute entry. I think the minute entry is the key thing here. It was a 6-page minute entry, and I'm not real familiar with minute entries. Of what little I do know is that typically they're short, concise, and say, here's the follow-up from the case, here's what we need to do. It's usually sent to a prosecuting attorney. In this case, it was a 6-page, basically political statement. And I think that's what ticked off O'Toole.
That's strange because they get big, long paperwork entries all the time. I mean, maybe you're saying normally they're short. This one was long. But usually judges are more than happy to write up 48-page long orders and explanations for their decisions and things like that. They just love writing crap up. So I don't know. Maybe you're right. It's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Do you have some legal experience to where that's sort of why you feel it was that way?
Well, you know, actually just having some legal experience, doing some research and looking at and knowing about some other minute entries, they're typical, and I agree, judges like to hear themselves talk, whether verbally or in writing, but a lot of the minute entries that I'm familiar with are almost more like something a physician would write, you know, in the sense that it's pretty concise, saying, here's what we need to do with this case. As many cases as they see, they don't want to tie up hours upon hours upon hours, unless they're going to get something out of it.
Damn.
But in this case, I think it was, and I don't know if you've read Mr. Victor's minute entry or not, but it is...
The 6-page thing? No, definitely not.
Yeah, well, take a look at it. It's just real political. I think that's what got the judge kind of ticked off at him. So.
Gotcha. Okay, appreciate the insight, and I thank you for the call, David. Let's talk to Nathan, listening in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nathan. Nathan, you are on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, hi, are you?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, you're here. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I was calling because my roommate, who's also my cousin, she's a bureaucrat locally, mm-hmm. and
what does
Child
she do?
Protective Services
oh,
type
boy.
Of thing.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So anytime that I have to, I say, like, you know, talk about the government or anything, she, of course, brings up the children, which is pretty annoying and gets pretty tired after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to convince somebody, you know, who, like, is has to deal with these terrible children, I mean, terrible situations with children every day, and then, like, and try to convince them that there's a better way. So if you'd want to address that in any way, that'd be great.
Addressing somebody who's in the government who is, I mean, working with children, but specifically, of course, the common objection, even if they're not working in the government, but just the common objection of what about the children? And do you mean
yeah.
in sort of violent situations with, like, a mom and dad that's actually abusing them? Do you mean something like that, a legitimate objection?
Yeah, like, she brings that up a lot. Like, if we don't go in there and take them away, there'll be... Who would, you know, that sort of thing.
Mark, do you want to feel this one as the kind of the small government
yeah.
guy? I mean, how do you feel about this one?
What that, you know, what would we do if without her and her department?
Yeah.
I guess my statement to that would be if we didn't have an, you know, HRS service or something like that, that it would go back to police, and police would probably remove children in a circumstance where they were being injured or something like that and wanted to leave.
Yeah, but Mark, should the police have the ability to barge into someone's home if the neighbors call on them? Like, if the neighbors call and say, you're beating your kid, should the cops be able to come in and take a look around?
Suggesting that that's the case?
But neighbors are going to say they believe that you're beating your child. They've heard screams coming from your house.
To me, what you're dealing with there is that the neighbors should have to bring charges or something.
Hmm.
The police should be able to speak to the child. Could you please bring the child to the door?
Well, I don't have an obligation to open the door for the police.
Then what?
Should the police be able to just come in and, you know, kick the door in and start looking around?
It seems to me that the neighbor needs to, you know, be prepared to bring charges.
What
Otherwise,
about
we,
the
need
children?
More, we need more evidence. I mean, what if I just I hear that devil music that we have at the intros and extras, and that's the stuff you like. To me, it sounds like somebody's beating their child in some of those
yeah.
albums. So I don't think that's evidence enough.
Well, what if a neighbor had an actual recording or video of it going on? Maybe they could hear it. They couldn't see it, but they could point the camera out the window and they could hear that. And they could show it to somebody, because it seems to me that if a neighbor is going to complain and accuse their neighbor of that, if they're wrong, then they should have repercussions against
them,
too.
They should be liable. Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. And, of course, from a no-government perspective or from a self-government perspective in a voluntary society, you could have a situation wherein, obviously, there'd not necessarily be any sort of monopolistic police agency to turn to, but there could be some sort of private organization that has made it their goal to rescue children that are in danger.
There's private organizations that make their goals all kinds of things in this world.
And similarly, as you suggested, Wayne, whether it be a government police or whether it be this private organization, if you were that organization or a member of that organization that went and rescued endangered children and you believed that you had a case, but it turns out that you were wrong and you went and you took a child from somebody that was not beating or starving it or doing something awful to it, and it turns out that you were wrong about that, well, your reputation would be just kaput. It'd be gone. I mean, who would want to do business with you knowing that you were so shoddy at doing the research that you needed to do and the detective work in order to be absolutely certain that you were going after the right people? So in that particular case, the various different market factors would help protect innocent families and at the same time ensure that those who are really doing the damage, you can prove the cases against them instead of having some slipshod case done by a cop that was cutting corners and having to have that case get thrown out in the court because of that. So you might actually have tighter cases against the bad guys in a more voluntary consent-based society.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And the other thing is that kids yell and scream anyway. You know, they trip and they fall and
sure.
they scream, and then it sounds like the parent could have been beating them, but they weren't, you know. There's all. If you just listen to a household with kids, you could
they're
accuse,
noisy places.
Yeah, they're noisy places, and you could accuse parents of doing that all the time, and it wouldn't be true.
Or better than that, what you could have, if you really are somebody that wants to have a set of rules that everyone follows, you could move to a place like Ave Maria down in Florida, which we might be able have a chance to talk about tonight. Apparently, its grand opening has happened. It's a private Catholic town. Private town. We'll talk more about it here in a little bit. I thank you for the call, 800-259-9231, where maybe there could be a rule that if you wanted to, you could agree to have the Christian cops come in at any old time they wanted to check you out, make sure you're doing things all Christian-like. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. We give you archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. Click and download. They're yours, totally free, over at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. Let's continue here with your phone calls and talk to, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp line. Hello, Gene.
Welcome back, Ian.
Thank you, Gene. Good to have you here. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I wanted to welcome you back and tell you that I guess now you understand maybe why I decided to start paying the income taxes. I got a woman and a son, and so things have changed in my life, and I had to make sure that I didn't wind up disappearing for a very long period of time, or worse yet, my wife could have. So
Did you feel that Ian had indicted you at some point?
I don't recall
that ever happening.
Not necessarily indicted me, but he was mentioning how it's better to not pay taxes, and I certainly would agree that if you are one who can make the stand, make it, because I think it's great. I mean,
I did it for
25 years, so, I did my share. I was on the non-paying, non-filing list for 25 years. So.
Right. I mean, that's how I feel. Like, you went out and you did that, and a lot of people just talk about it. They just talk about it, and then they critique you for doing something, and they just sit behind their keyboards and snipe at you. I think Julia is going to be on the show tomorrow night. We'll address some of the critics out there at that time.
And I twice stared down the IRS over a table on what's called a collection due process hearing, and I threw the Constitution at them, and, they basically didn't want to hear it. So it's just like in your courtroom. They're just going to steamroll over you. They don't care about any rules, regulations, nothing. They just say, this is the way we're doing it.
Yep.
Pay up, so...
And I think one of the things that's going to change that is the backlash. I mean, they started to get a taste of what it was like when they put somebody in a jail cell that actually has people who care and who are going to do something about it. And the doing only had just begun. I mean, really, that Monday, they put me in the jail cell on a Friday afternoon. It was probably about 2 o'clock when they did that. And so there really wasn't that much time between then and close of business on that particular day at the court for them to get any phone calls from anybody. The rest of the time I was in jail was over the weekend. So really the only time they had to get any sort of input from the public was on Monday. And so I don't know how many calls they got on that one day, but I imagine it was more calls than they'd ever gotten for most of the other people they've harassed.
Because, I think a lot of it was just he wanted to scare the crap out of you, too.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking. And while I was in jail over the weekend, I figured that, he wants to give me a taste of what it's like. And, the jail itself was something that I could handle. I mean, that was no problem. But Julia and how she was feeling, that was something that that I certainly couldn't allow to continue.
So anyway, I called to tell you about a miracle.
Please, go ahead.
A miracle. Yep. And all those people that don't want to hear from the Christian anarchist, you're going to have to talk to God about it, because a couple days ago, I was working on a microwave oven, and, 30 years ago, I had an appliance repair business. So anyway, I had the microwave oven apart, and I tested the fuse. I had the thing plugged into the wall, and I tested the fuse, and I said, oh, there it is. The fuse is just blown. So then I forgot to unplug it from the wall. I had one hand grounded to the side of the case. With the other hand, I reached in to pull that fuse out. And I was on that fuse for a good second or so before I caught myself and realized what I'd done. I said, oh, my God, what's going on? I pulled my hand back. I didn't even get a tingle. Now, that electric current should have gone up my right arm, right through my heart, and down my left arm to ground. Nothing happened. I don't understand it. It's got me boggled. It's got to be a miracle, because anybody puts your right hand on positive, line current, and your left hand on ground, you're going to drop.
Did you try to put a tester on it after to see if there was actually current?
I just put a tester on it beforehand. I had just tested that fuse. The one side was hot, the other side was dead.
That's amazing.
I'm telling you that I realized what happened.
Glad you're still here, Gene.
That close.
God loves you, Gene.
I know it.
Thanks for the call tonight.
He's got a plan for me, and I think it's to nag Ian forever until he becomes a Christian.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. I prefer the pantheist view. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network in Texas. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have had a encounter with the local tree enforcer today and had a really great time. I thought I'd tell you about it.
All right, please do.
So I'm sitting in my study and looking out the window, and the city's code enforcement little green vehicle pulls up and stops and gets out and goes over to my neighbor Dimitri's house. And so I decide, I'll get my camera out and just go film him and see what he's up to. So I do that.
Might
and
as
I
well.
Walk across the street, and I'm there on the sidewalk filming him. And I think I probably asked him something like, who are you threatening, or, you know, what are you doing here, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he immediately pulls his phone out, calls police. So I filmed him for a little bit. Then I realized I needed to grab an extra voice recorder, so I went back and did that. He used that to make it to his car. And then I filmed him in his car for a little bit, which happened to be parked further than 18 inches away from the curb. And he was kind of out in the middle of the street, and he put his emergency flashers on. But I don't think there was any emergency if he was just there doing his job writing a citation.
I don't think code enforcers have emergency situations.
Yeah.
Is there a code emergency?
I guess they wouldn't. So maybe if the vehicle broke down or something, then that would explain the emergency flashers.
Possibly, yeah.
So Dimitri drives by, and I'm like, hey, man, can I film on your property? He's, sure, go ahead. And he's the one who told me the guy was calling the police and so forth. So we talk for a little bit, and then I go walk to my house, and as I get to the door, the police are pulling up, and I'm walking inside, and he hits the siren. It goes whoop, whoop. I did not even look back. I just shut the door, turned around, and locked it.
Nice. Now, by the way, the reason you did that was because, as we mentioned earlier on this program, there is no obligation on your part to answer the door for the cops. Yes, they do it in the movies. Yes, they do it on television. Yes, you've been told that you're supposed to do things like that, but you don't have to. And that's what Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted has advised people. If you're at home and the cops come up and you didn't call them to come there, which why you'd call them, I don't know, because normally you're the suspect when you call them.
I'll tell you why you called them in a little bit.
Okay. But normally you don't have to answer the door. You didn't have to talk to them, but you did talk to this guy, and you were recording the entire thing, apparently.
Yes, I had my camera going, and he rang the doorbell, and I yelled through the door, what do you want? And he said, Plano police. And I said, have a nice day. And that was it. He didn't say anything. He walked away after a minute. he went back across the street to the code enforcer, or the tree enforcer, sorry. Yeah, the trees here, you got to keep them in line, otherwise they will just grow out of control.
Yeah, you can't have that anarchy tree out there. Hang on a second. We're going to bring you back for more of this, or more than a second. But anyway, 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. He actually sent some audio in of this. I'm going to check it here and see if we can use it on the air. Otherwise, we'll definitely get the rest of the story from him here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, a survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be. Ragnar Benson also said, why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat. something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, BLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of Glur 5, Glur 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Oh, hey, my mistake.
And who are you?
And Mark.
And Wayne and Mark, yeah.
All right. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. And ladies, if you are listeners and you'd like to show that off, submit your picture for the Shrine. Get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. Also, join us at the Free State Project Liberty Forum. It's happening early March of next year. It's going to be the third one, and we have been to all of them so far. We'll be at this one. We're going to be broadcasting live, but it's not just us. It's going to be there. Hundreds of people that love Liberty are all going to be in the same place, same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for the entire weekend. Lots of stuff going on, networking opportunities, socializing, after-hours live baiting, as well as panel discussions and speakers and keynote speakers, big names like Glenn Jacobs from WWE. He's known as Kane over there. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. I don't think Sam is an official speaker quite yet, but Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, we expect you're going to be at the Liberty Forum this year, right?
I will be there, certainly.
Excellent. I know that they've sort of tantalized me with a potential like media panel, and I know if I get to organize that, I want to put you on it, so I don't think you'd mind that, would you?
Yeah, I know. That'd be great.
All right, cool. So you are from the Obscure Truth Network. ObscureTruth.com is your website. Always with a camera within reach, a video camera within reach, and this afternoon it came in handy. There was a code enforcer outside of your neighbor's house. You decided, because you're a good neighbor, to come out and help defend your neighbor's freedom. So you went out with the video camera and started taping the code enforcer. He called the cops. You ended up actually going inside your house as the cop arrived. Cop flipped on his lights real quick with a boop, boop. And trying to sort of scare you into staying outside. You went right inside. Cop came up to your front door, and you had a few things to say to him. Now, you don't have to answer the door when the cops come, and you didn't answer the door. You talked to this cop through the closed door, right?
Correct.
All right. So he comes up. What's the conversation?
Well, basically, I asked the very first time, I asked, what do you want? And he told me, Plano police. He didn't tell me what he wanted. He just told me who he was.
Not an answer.
Expecting you to open the door.
That's a question to. That's the answer to the question. Who do you work for? Not the question to the answer to the question. What do you want?
Exactly. And you know, I didn't call the police, and I didn't really need them. So next time, I'd probably say, "Oh, no, thanks. If I need you, I'll give you guys a call, or you know, something like that."
Yeah.
So he leaves and walks back across the street to go talk to the tree enforcer and
befuddled.
Take their report down and so forth. So I take the time while they're doing that to get my second camera out, set it up on a tripod, and shoot footage of that, of them talking. And
nice.
Eventually, the cop comes back over to my door, and I see him coming up. I'm waving to him in the window of the study as I'm filming him walk up my sidewalk. And he rings the doorbell, and I go to the door and ask him, how can I help you? And he wants me to come outside.
Did you open the door?
No. Actually, as soon as he rang the doorbell, this time I had the big camera set up in the study, and then I had my smaller handheld, Ian, the one you used, and I have a little half window at the top of the door. I put the camera right up there and started filming him through the top of the glass.
Nice.
So all he can see is this big HD camera in his face. And he wants me to come outside and talk to him about this guy that I'm filming across the street. And I informed him that he was on private property and that I would like him to leave. And he asked, you're not going to come out and talk to us? I said, sir, you're on private property. I need you to leave, please. And, you know, we went back and forth with this again and again and again. To where eventually he finally said, okay, I'll leave when I said, you know, you need to leave. And then he stays on my front porch, and I said, sir, you're still here.
Just in case you wondered. in case space and time is slipping away for you.
Another 10 seconds goes by, and he's still standing there on my porch, and then he yells, you're not going to tell me your name? I said, sir, are you refusing to leave? You're on private property. I've asked you to leave. Are you refusing?
Be gone.
You're not going to tell me your name? You're not going to talk to us?
Who's us? I mean, yeah. It's just you standing there.
You need
there.
To leave right now.
He's the state, Mark. He is.
You're not going to tell me your name? All right, sir, so that's it. I'm calling the police.
You and said that. That's
five
awesome.
5 seconds goes by, and he says, I am the police.
Poor guy.
And I told him, yes, I'm calling the police on you. About 3 seconds went by, he swung around on his heels and left.
Wow.
That's
amazing. And he realized, uh-oh, I'm going to be in trouble because criminal trespass, if you tell somebody to leave and they refuse to leave, and especially with him acknowledging it and saying okay like that,
yeah,
and then continuing to ask questions after I'm telling him to leave repeatedly again and again, and I have all this on camera.
Now, wait a minute. Sam, I mean, hold on a second. Criminal trespass, he's a cop. He's got sovereign immunity. How can you possibly touch him on this?
He's still, I think this will apply. I need to research it more and find out, but I think when police file complaints, they're filing complaints as citizens. Okay.
Are they? Because it says the state of New Hampshire is coming after me for this, for this complaint about Freedom Fest, having a gathering without a permit.
This is what I've learned from the interview with Randy this weekend, Randy Kelton. When the way that they claim that the prosecutor and the police, the witness against you, are separate, is that when the police goes to file a complaint, he doesn't do it as a police officer. He does it as a citizen in good standing. In the state of Texas, that means that you have to be over 18, no felonies, and a couple other things, I forget. So that describes me as well.
Okay.
So I can put them through exactly the same process that they're hoping to put me through.
Interesting.
So are you telling me that I wouldn't be my civil rights would not be protected in Texas because I'm a felon?
Well, you wouldn't be able to file a criminal complaint.
That's
to
crazy.
The grand jury.
Wow.
Is what that means.
Mm. Okay. You are a nobody, Mark.
Someone else to do it for you, Mark.
Nuts. Exactly. What was this tree enforcer harassing your neighbor about?
His trees were growing out of control.
Well, what constitutes out of control?
I think they were a couple feet into the street, so he had to cut them up up to 9 feet high.
So then the
trucks can get by.
You did actually call the police, right?
Yeah. So, well, I waited about 30 minutes or so, and he pulled away from my house, sat down at the street. The code enforcer drove down, and then they parked together and powwowed for a little bit. Like,
sure.
What are we going to do? Well, I don't know. He won't answer the door. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure this out. And eventually the code enforcer leaves. The cop eventually leaves. And I decide after a while, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. So I picked up the phone, and I called the chief of police and got to his first secretary and then his second secretary, and he's not available, of course. And so I'm like, all right, let me talk to Ed. That's the assistant police chief that I've filmed before.
Okay.
And he's out. And so then I get, I guess, the watch commander or a sergeant. I'm not sure.
Sergeant head bureaucrat. Yes,
yeah.
Whoever.
So I inform him that it really appears that the Plano Police Department is retaliating against me for the administrative complaint that I filed with your department a few months ago. I've got footage of 17 police cars driving outside my house immediately following the complaint, and that's not going to look too good. And now
wow.
I've got your bureaucrats over here enforcing, threatening me. They were illegally parked, both vehicles, the code enforcement vehicle and the police vehicle, and your officer came over here and trespassed on my property. I'm going to need you to send somebody out to... Swear to witness a criminal complaint, I'll swear it in. And he's like, I need to talk to professional conduct about this. The administrative complaint office, basically.
Right, he was trying to get you to put it. Now, the difference between an administrative complaint and a criminal complaint is, well, you can tell us in moments here. Hang on. 800-259-9231. They're trying to force Sam into going the administrative option, but he wants specifically to file a criminal complaint. What's the difference? And why? It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491. Call now. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491.
Hey GCN listeners, if you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, then we could use your money. Well, you can give us money by shopping with us, actually, and buy things that you need over at amazon.freetalklive.com. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. You have to buy products to live life and buy gifts here in this upcoming this holiday season. So do your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, because when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And it's great for us. It's great for you. You get what you need, we get a cut, and start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Sam is on the line from the Obscure Tooth Network. Sam, you were out tonight outside your house. There was a code enforcement bureaucrat across the street. You filmed him. He called the cops. You went inside your house, refused to open the door for the cops, told them it's private property, get out of here. He reluctantly did leave eventually. And then because you'd actually threatened to call the police on him.
Yeah, well, he said okay and agreed to leave, and then he did not leave and continued asking questions, where the problem comes in.
So you actually then did call the cops, and the sergeant or whoever it was that was in charge at the time told you that, he needed to get in touch with the administrative complaint process or something like that, or put you into the administrative complaint process, and you said what?
I said, let me make this perfectly clear to you. I will not be filing an administrative complaint with your police department. I will be filing 3 criminal complaints. Now, if you want to shield your officers from prosecution, that's your choice, but you can explain it to the grand jury.
Hmm.
And he said, yes, sir, I understand.
Wow. So where are the cops? Did they come out?
So, about an hour later, and I imagine in this hour, they are on the phone going, oh, my gosh, what do we do? This guy, what is he doing? You know, trying to figure out just what's going on and what happened and get this. I'm sure the chief got pulled in, and they probably called the officer and brought legal in and everything else. Like, oh, no, this Sam guy again. They show up about an hour later. 2 sergeants, or I guess 3 stripes, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
They come up to the door. I've got the cameras already on the front porch filming them, and I explained to them what happened.
Wait, now were you outside, or were you still talking to them through the door?
No, I was outside because I had called them to come out. See, so there's a difference. And I kind of explained what had occurred and so forth, and at one point, I said, well, you know, and what I noticed and what I have footage of is that the code enforcement vehicle wasn't parked close enough to the curb. It was kind of out in the street. Some neighbors had told me they had to swerve to avoid it. And he had his emergency flashers on, and there was no emergency. Now, the police that showed up and parked in front of my house here, he parked too close to the fire hydrant, and he didn't have his emergency lights on. So we're going to need to have to. I'm going to have to go ahead and file a criminal complaint so we can get those guys ticketed. Don't you agree?
What did they say to that?
I got to give it, hand it to this guy, man. If I were him, I would want to just reach over and wring this guy's neck.
Did he offer you a job?
But he looked at me with all sincerity and said, okay, sir.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
That is amazing.
They wanted to say that they were not going to forward this on to the prosecutor, that the investigator would take a look at it, and he would decide whether or not to forward it on to the prosecutor.
Oh, great.
I told him, you know, I'm going to look at the grand jury notes, and if I don't see this complaint in the minutes, I hope you guys do the right thing. I really do.
How often does the grand jury meet down there? When will you be able to get access to their notes?
I don't know yet. Well, actually, what I would want to do is probably tomorrow or sometime this week, I'll probably go down, pull my case file, and look through it on the tickets and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and send them some open record requests for personnel files. You can ask for the police's personnel file and see all of their history. And
oh, neat.
Yeah,
I'll probably
stuff,
pay
apparently.
For it, though.
How damn interesting.
No, you can ask to examine the originals.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, and if they screw up there, then you can file criminal complaints against them.
Hmm.
So I'll be eventually taking criminal complaints probably against the prosecutor and then the judge. And all the whole idea is to kind of set them all up until I can take all the steps and exhaust all the avenues to where I can go directly to the grand jury, and they're going to hear this story about how, well, the police didn't take the complaint. The prosecutor threw my complaint in the trash. The judge told me to get lost. So my only redress is to come to you folks directly. Now, I'm sorry to be here. I know this is a little unusual, but I need you to hear these complaints, and they're going to sit up and listen.
It's very interesting. I guess my only concern is that you're planning on being here to New Hampshire by the end of the year, and this sounds like the government processes take forever.
Ian, they might be listening.
Oh, crap.
Don't tell them that.
Oh.
I'm just going to drop it whenever I get tired of it, but I want to have fun in the meantime.
Yeah, at least you can explore it and see how it works out and see how they react. And you're documenting it, so this is all going to show up on your YouTube channel, or a lot of it's going to show up on your YouTube channel, I would imagine.
I think so.
Okay, great. People can go to obscuretruth.com to see that. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Sam?
That's all.
Thanks. Keep up the great work out there. I think a lot of people appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. He's going to bring that kind of stuff up here to New Hampshire, and I think that'll really kind of change things.
A little thought for the Plano Police Department. Buy Sam's house.
Get him out of there.
Buy it quickly.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
Let's continue with your calls. Mike is on the line in New York. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Is this coming through okay?
We got you, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to bust your chops a little bit about only spending 3 days in prison there.
Only? Okay, go ahead. Bust away.
Well, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from with your girlfriend. You have an obligation to her. But don't you think Malcolm X, Gandhi, these people who were incarcerated, Nelson Mandela, don't you think they had family too?
I'm trying to think. Wasn't Malcolm X, he was in for a violent charge prior to him becoming, like, he didn't go to prison for being a black activist. He went to prison for being a criminal prior to.
No, I mean, he paid the ultimate price. He died.
Yeah, but I mean,
in the same vein, when Ian went to jail, I mean, I was thinking of him along that line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the guy that's making a change. He's making a difference. And then, you know, when you have to go back to the judge and ask him to set you free, that must have been tough on you.
Yeah, it was tough because, you know, I was in a situation where you don't know what it's going to be like until it actually happens. As far as when I say you, I mean, if you are the loved one who's on the outside, it's one thing to say, yeah, I'll support my loved one when they go to jail and in advance. And then when it actually happens and you're separated from them, then you actually get to feel what it's like. And it certainly was not easy for her. And I don't for my lady, and I don't blame her for that one bit. You're right. It wasn't easy, but is it better to have me in jail for 93 days or to have me in for 3 days and then to be out and back doing my radio show? I mean, I'm not really sure. I'm sure a lot of people would agree and disagree on what they think is the better choice. I feel like I made the right choice in that particular set of circumstances. And I, you know, I don't regret making that choice, and I wasn't trying to be Gandhi or anything like that, and I don't think that I was the one that was making the difference. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't think I was the one. I think that it was the people that made the phone calls that made the difference. I think it was the people that started the websites that made the difference. It was the people that that called the radio shows that made the difference. I think
right.
I went to jail.
I don't disagree with that. I would say that, and you know that I will come after you if I feel that you're being dichotomous in any way. I enjoy that. It's kind of the reason I'm here. sure. But I do feel like the injustice has already occurred. So now, whether you're in jail or not, people can still be active on it, and people can still do whatever it was that they were doing, you know, to stop it. I mean, they've got a suspended sentence on you. That's wrong. You've got another court case coming up in the future. That's wrong. So
I did the non-cooperation that I had intended to do. I did not play along with the court's rules on Friday. I disobeyed.
On Friday.
On Monday, however. I disobeyed, and I went, you know, I went to jail for it. And, you know, that's what I had intended to do. The rest of it was mitigating the damages. It was in order so I could get out sooner rather than later. And you know what? Everybody that wants to critique that, you know, that's fine. You can talk all you want. How about you come up here to New Hampshire and you go ahead and spend 90 days in jail, and then you can be the bigger hero than me. How's that sound, Mike?
And quite frankly, Mike, we need him here. You know, there's a lot of changes going on in the world right now, and it would be really tough to do this without Ian.
Well, no, you're absolutely correct, and I do believe that we need his voice on the air as opposed to behind jail, behind bars. But, you know, sometimes when Mark is telling them that it's not as easy as he think it is to do these things, I think, have you changed your mind about that at all?
Yeah. I don't think I ever suggested it was easy.
Did I ever suggest that, Mark,
that it was easy to do
speak sometimes?
I'm going to believe
that it's easy.
I agree that there has been a change in your attitude regarding, you know, the idea of civil disobedience. I mean, that's, I would not disagree. And to sort of gloss over it and say that somehow you have, like, everything's the same as it was before you went to jail, that's not genuine.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. I'm not sure. What do you mean I said everything's the same before it was?
I didn't say you said that.
What?
You're acting like it.
Like what exactly? I'm sorry.
Is everything the same for you? Do you believe everything the same way that you did before you went to jail on Thursday?
Not necessarily. I know now more how about Julia will feel. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.